Aloha and welcome to the Word of the Week. Hey, this week is a very important week in our reading. We're going to finish off Genesis, and then we're going to take a look at what leads up to the Passion of Christ. Let's begin with Genesis. Now, Genesis emphasizes four key figures: Abraham, Isaac, yep, you can guess it, Jacob, and here's another, Joseph. That's right. Those four figures will be emphasized in Genesis. And what we're reading this week is going to focus on Jacob and Joseph. Now, Jacob just takes up his residence in Canaan, and Rachel and Isaac die. Joseph's going to be born, and then we find that Joseph is Jacob's favorite son. He suffers at the hands of his brothers and becomes a slave in Egypt. But what we're going to have chronicled here is his dramatic rise to rulership, and then to him delivering not only his family from a famine in Canaan, but the nation of Israel out of extinction. So they move from Canaan to Goshen. Now the book ends with an impending bondage with the death of Joseph. After they come in to Goshen and he reveals himself, Benjamin comes with them. Years are going to pass by, but then the death of Joseph and another ruler rises. Now, soon to follow is the need for redemption, and that's about to unfold in Exodus. Now, here's a question I'd like you to wrestle with. Do you remember when Jacob and Rebekah stole the blessing from Esau, who was to be the one who would inherit the blessing as a firstborn from Isaac, but Jacob disguised himself as Esau? Let me ask you this question. Do you think if Jacob would have trusted God, because it was promised that the older will serve the younger, do you think that if he would have just trusted God and didn't deceive his father, that he would have received the blessing some other way? That he would have still had God's promise come to pass? Or do you think this was a part of God's plan for him to deceive Esau, his father, about Esau? You wrestle with that. Be an interesting discussion in a small group. Okay, we're going to fast forward into Luke chapters 14 through 20. Now we're going to find here the instances, circumstances that lead up to the Passion of Christ. Jesus is going to start off teaching about Sabbath and the Great Supper and discipleship and parables of the tower and the king and war. About repentance. Oh, here's a very important one of the key chapters of Luke you're going to come to in chapter 15. Stories of lostness, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and do you remember? The lost son. That's right. And then we're going to have him continue teaching on stewardship and divorce and parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And then Zacchaeus and parable of the talents. And now we're into the Passion Week of Christ. This begins around the 19th chapter, where he has a triumphal entry. He enters into Jerusalem, cleanses the temple, and then his authority is put on trial. You're going to see lots of dynamic in Christ's life that leads up to this last week. So be watching for it. And if you knew you were about to die, the things you would say would be very important, wouldn't they? So read these chapters carefully. Jesus, knowing that his last week is coming, he's going to be teaching on certain things about the kingdom that we need to know about. Watch for him. Have a great week in devotions. Let's do them together. God bless you as you serve Christ by studying and applying his word.